Eila told his Yitzchok ben Avraham. So this week's parsha is really a very mysterious parsha. Try to understand the Ovos HaKadoshim. We're supposed to go in there in every aspect of our lives. We're supposed to follow the Ovos. And when you go to Yaakov and Esav, it's very hard to understand what was going on over here. From the get-go, Sori Menu was an Akora. Rivka goes after that thing. She's also an Akora. Yitzchok is not an Akora, Chazal tell us. Sora is an Akora. Avraham is an Akora. But Yitzchok was not an Akora. So for that, there's a fascinating, every aspect of the Ovos is a Cheshbon. So Yitzchak Moshe has a fascinating pshat. He says that we know that a father, mother, they give over the nature to the children. Children inherit certain natures of the parent, the father, the mother. So he says, Avraham Avinu came from Rishoyim, right? So if he would have had a child naturally with no genetic assistance, so Chas V'Shalom, that child would take after his genes. And his genes came from Terach. That's not a way to start Klal Yisrael. So what the Eibishter did was he made that Avraham Avinu should be an Okor. So now the normal genetic makeup that he would have inherited from his father, he didn't. So there wasn't that normal shutfus that went over to the next generation. Sarah was also a daughter of Rishoyim. Same problem. The next generation, Yitzchak, his parents were tzaddikim. So there was no need for him to be an Okra. Rivka, on the other hand, she had the same problem. So that's why Rivka was an Akar. To uproot the Russia element here. And then you go down to the Moyas, the same thing. Rachel and Leah were taught, had needed Vayiftach Esrachma, and Yaakov Avinu didn't need it. Same idea. In spite of this cleansing process, when Rivka becomes pregnant, the fact is that she sees that there's something wrong here. Because she sees Lamaisa, she has one child is running to the base of a Dezora, whenever she pierces the base of a Dezora, and the other child is running to Beis Medrash. Okay? So obviously she's gratified that she has one son that's running to the Beis Medrash. That's great, great sign. In fetus state, running to the Beis Medrash, unbelievable. But the other son is kicking by the base of a Dezora. That's not Gishmak. That's like the movie theater, which also won't be so Gishmak. But this is a church. This is a base of a Dezora. She's not very excited about it. So she goes to the Navi. Now, if you ever saw a pregnant woman that's having some difficulty medically, they're completely shattered. The doctor takes a sonogram and he goes, you know, everything looks, you know, more or less okay. There's one little question about that little thing right over there. It's probably nothing. That's enough to make them a shoot. I know I get calls to say that with such things. Please daven for me. Say, what's wrong? The doctor said that they saw me, which is probably nothing. But they still want you to daven for them. So Rivka Imenu now goes to the Navi. I understand why she went to Navi. She got a very bad sonogram report here. That whenever she pierces the base of a Dezora, it's not Kishmak. So the Navi relieves her. You know what he tells her? Shnei goyim bevitneich. There's two. It's not one. There's two. One is always going to the Avodah Zarah. One's always going to Beis Medrash. And if you were Rivka, your tzoros will first begin. If you had one kid, that's okay, ishtigal. Alright, we'll work out. Hopefully, now the Novi comes and says, you know, there's two in here. And one of them is mamish bad. So she's okay now. We don't find that she's complaining anymore. She got some resolution from the Novi. Why is this resolution? It's a pella. Okay, so one pshat I said over in the past years ago, some learned that a confused child is worse. Because when Elio was on the Har HaCarmel, right? When Elio had a problem, he was trying to root out the Nevi'ei Sheker from Klal Yisrael. So he asked Klal Yisrael a question. He says, who are you after? Tell me, if you're after Hashem, tell me you're after Hashem. And if you're after the Baal, tell me you're after the Baal. Rosh Tate and Pasuk. They couldn't answer him. They couldn't answer Elio Hanovi if they were part of the Baal or they were part of the... They couldn't answer him. So, then all of a sudden Elio does the miracle, the fire comes down from Shemayim and he disproves the Nevi'ei HaBaal. So the Birkas Shmuel asks, he says, why did... It sounds like Elio Hanovi would have been happier if they would have told him that they believe in the Baal. He asked them, tell me what you believe in. Is it this or this? The truth or the false? What do you believe in? They couldn't answer him. He said, oh, now I really got to do something. He starts doing miracles with fire. So the Baruch Bell says that to straighten out somebody that's off, that's easier. To straighten out somebody that's confused, that's even harder. So that's what Elio asked him. He says, where do you put yourself? If they would have told him we're after the Baal, he had some other tricks for them. But now that you're telling me you're not hearing Nishtahim Nishtahel, now I need some heavenly intervention. Now I can't work with you. Confusion I can't work with. So some want to take that thought to the Navi here. Where the Navi says, you know what? Don't worry, the child is not really confused. He's not a confused child. There's one child like this, there's one child like that. But I want to really get more clarity on that. As we go on in the parasha, we'll see that this point becomes more mysterious as we go along. Because we go on, and then they're born. Esav is born, Yaakov is born. And very, very soon on, the kids take different approaches. Pasuk says, Vahi Esav ish yodei atzayid, Yaakov ishtom yeshev ahol. Esav is a man in the forest. He's a hunter. And Yaakov is a ben teir. Okay. I mean, where's Yitzhak and Rivka here? Your kid's a hunter? You know anything about chinuch habanim? This is Yitzhak and Rivka. You're not dealing with somebody who says, you know what, I don't really know what I'm doing. This is Yitzhak and Rivka. They have all the tricks. They know all the tricks. So whenever I hear people that go through the parasha and they go, they didn't really understand. I once saw a great writer, one of the big, great chacham, who wrote that Yitzchak didn't understand how to deal with Esav. They tried to mechanech them the same way, and that's why. I mean, the others knew everything about chinuch habanim. There's nothing that we have to contribute to the others. They. Whatever we can get from their contribution, we're lucky. And whatever we don't know about chinuch, it's what we don't get from the others. But whatever we can learn from the others, that is the chinuch par excellent. So I don't understand. So you have two sons. So take the hunter and tell him, sorry, in our family, there's no hunting. Talking for shay, you can imagine kids who want to hunt bears. Right? It'll help out the neighborhood, community service. This is it. It's a pella. It's mamish a pella. Pasuk doesn't make any Esek out of it. This is what it is. Esav is a hunter. Yaakov is a ishtam yeshiva holim. Comes the Pasuk. Pasuk says, so now you would say, okay, Nebuch, whatever reason, they can't do anything. It doesn't make sense. They can't do anything about it. Especially Esav was such a mechaber of. This time his father could have told him, battle it. Hunting is not for us. Let's pick something else. Go into law. You don't have to be in Kohl. He'll tell you, you don't have to be in Kohl. Go into law. Medicine. What? Doesn't have to be hunting. But no. So you say, okay, so now you're Yitzchok Avinu, you have two sons. One is the Ishtam Yeshivahol. One son is a Ben Torah, is a Yeshiva guy. Whenever the Gedolim come to visit, you say, please, for hell, my son, Yankovin, you call him in.
What Masechta are you learning? You know, and Esav, you call him in, he says, I'll show you a deer head. So when Avul Yashiv, when you buy Avul Yashiv, you don't want him to forget Esav. He has the stuffed bear head. He can show you a deer head, and the deer has been dead for 10 years. He still looks, Ponim Chadosh is Polakon. That's Esav Alosha. So you'd say, okay, you know, he tolerates it because I'm stuck. This is my son. I'm not going to throw him out in the street, right? Pasuk says not like that. Vayhi Esav Yishedet Sa'id Yisod of Yaakov Yishtom Yishav Aholim. Vayehav Yitzchok as Esav. And Yitzchok loves Esav. Loves Esav. He prefers Esav. It's not the way it reads. He has a preference to Esav. He loves him. Why? Says the Pasuk. So you'd say, wow, he loved him even though he had a lot of reasons to hate him. He loved him even though, no. Vayav Yitzchok as Esav Kitzayim. So Yitzchok loves Esav. You know why? Because he's a hunter. This is my nachas. Ah. You go into his room, you see lions hanging from the ceiling, leopards, gevaldik. This is my nachas. Memela, you know, I have parents come to me sometimes with questions. The kid never gets into rock stars. They say, I go into my kid's room and there's rock stars hanging on the walls. What's all shintan? Yeah? Imagine if a father would tell you, you know what? This kid, mamish love him. You go into his room, it's kabbalistic. You see Elvis Presley, Zeche Tzadik Levracha. You see all the tzadikim and gedolim hanging on the walls. Where did the Alma call it? Vayav Yitzchok is Esav Kitzayi Befiv. He loved him because he was a hunter. The Rivka Yevus is Yankov. And Rivka Taka, she loved Yankov. That we don't need an explanation. And the puzzle doesn't explain it. It's obvious why she would like it. Okay. Comes Esav. He comes to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is cooking a soup. A lentil soup. He comes. And he says, that day that the lentil soup was cooking, if you look at Rashi, this is the day that Avram Avinu died. And the day that Avram Avinu died, Esav went off with Talbus Chol. In other words, he wasn't all much of a tzatzkala before. But the day that Avram Avinu died, that's when he went and all the Averis that were already brewing, he went and he actually did it. And these Averis were ganz feine Sachen. He was tired because he was Ritzicha. He also was busy with his Arayas. So he did a nice couple of Averis that day. Some murder, a little murder, a little Arayas, a little Avodah Zarah, some extracurricular activities. Right? Comes home. And now he did something which, considering you're talking about a murderer, a Mizane, and Gil Arayis, and Avodah Zarah, and now he wants a lentil soup. Okay, I mean, it's pretty benign. From all the tzatzkalach, from all the beautiful things of Esav HaRasha, the fact that he wants a lentil soup is nishkefalach. I remember when I was a kid, it was a joke. They used to read the Pasuk that Esav came. I went to Chassidus Shechedo, right? So they would teach it. Vayemen vayechal, geges non abroche. You know, like Shkech. He just murdered a Gilarayish for somebody. See how bad Esav was. Vayechal, geges non abroche. Vayokum, et nishke benched. Vayelech, unkishen de meziz. This is the way, when I was in Chedo, that's how they teach. The pasuk before says he was Gil HaRayis, he was tired from his Litzicha, maybe he didn't have koich to kiss the mezuzah because he was busy murdering people. This good fellow. Right? So there's a lot of nice names we could give this guy. Serial killer, idol worship. I mean, there's a lot of nice names. You know what? Now he wanted the red soup. Al Kain Kol Shemoy Edom. We're going to get that Esav. We're going to give him a terrible name. You know the name we give him? The red soup. You did him the biggest favor. That's the nicest, most benign name. You call him Reddy. From all the... You're talking about a Ritzeach. You're talking about a Gil HaRayis. You're talking about a Vedizora. Now he comes home, he wants the lentil soup. Now this is... Oh, now we're going to get him. Now we're going to give him a name. This rotten, terrible guy. He wanted the red soup. You're Mr. Red. That's a pelle de gazach. That's a pelle de gazach. Al ken kol ha-shmoyeda. Unbelievable. The Yalkut Ruveni Taka says the red is symbolic of Ritzicha, of murder. And that's what it's symbolic. The Medrash, the Yalkut Ruveni brings down that David HaMelech was also red. And he also had a tendency of murder. But David HaMelech took that tendency and he used it to protect Klal Yisrael. He took that nature. And like the Gemara brings down in Shabbos, that if you have a Edoim, Madim, so you should become a Moyel, become a Sheikhet, use it, whatever. But here from the Psukim, we call him Edoim for this. But this kash is asked by many. Many of the Kadmoinim, the Bali Musa, the Alter from Kelm talks about this, the Alter from Slobodka. Well, this is the name that we give Esav HaRosh. And now, Yaakov Avinu buys the Bechorah from Esav for this lentil soup. So obviously this lentil soup is symbolic of the whole characteristic of Esav HaRosh. Because this is where everything happens. Even though Lechorah, as we said, He already did his trouble. He already was a troubled teen. But now, this event, this soup event, that's what did it. The soup event is what changed everything. Why? What happened? Makara. Then, as you proceed in the parasha, I'm not going to go through more of the protim, just the brachos, this mystery continues to unfold mysteriously. Now it's time to give brachas. So what does Yitzchak Avinu do? He doesn't give it to Yankov. He calls in his beloved son Esav. He says, "You, I want to give you the brachas. And you know what? You'll do for..." Again, if you just read the psukim the way it sounds, he loved Esav because Esav always brought him food. He said, "You know what? Now bring me more food and I'll give you brachas." This is the mocker for the Kiddush. I'm serious. The mocker in the Torah Shebiksav that you're supposed to make a kiddush when you want to get a bracha is from here. Because Yitzchak tells Esav, "Soke lecho, and go and bring me matamim kasher, pavut v'chani nafshech. So I'll give you a bracha." This is the mocker that when you want a bracha for a simcha, you make a kiddush. That's why I spoke years ago about this when we're trimming down the kiddushim. Said you have to be careful if you're going to trim it down too much. So you can end up with a klola, not a brocha. You know, a person, if you can end up with hard sponge cake, see, the mazel tov is also going to be, you know, Yitzchok said, "Amatamim kasher ahavti." As they state, hey, it shouldn't go overboard, but, you know, there's a shear. L'maisa, there's the mocha. But when you read the psukim, it's unbelievable. It's like you would think, I mean, the way we would like this to unfold if we were writing it, Yitzchak calls his beloved son Yaakov, and he says, "Yaakov, give me a shtickle teira. Zog me pshat Rambam, and let me give you a bracha." That would make it to the art scroll. That would make it to the books. This doesn't sound, if you read this about any Gadol, you would flip out. If you read the Gadol Yisrael, he had a son, a Chevreman, and at the end of his life, he said, "Hunt me down another behemoth, and bring it in, gishmak a piece of meat, so I'll be in a good mood, I'll give you a good bracha." Imagine that mate's reading that in a Gadol. First, the book would be in Chechem. Baruch Hashem, the Chumash, we can't put in Chechem. So Chechem. This is a tzaddik. He calls in his son, he says, "Go out there, hunt me a delicious animal, the way I like it, and bavu, then from the, you know, as I'm, you know, enjoying, as I'm, what do they call it today? The boys have a special sprach, these guys. As I'm pounding it, that's the loss. As I'm pounding it, so then we'll..." And then, you know, you'll get a bracha. Because the yeshiva is just bracha. "I'm pounding the flesh, then we'll give you a bracha." This is Yitzchak Avinu, the Omur Avoida. This is the Akeda. This is not Stam. This is the... What's going on here? It's a Pelanifla. So the truth is that when you go through this parasha, you see a fascinating thing. If you take a step back, you realize that there's a fascinating thing here. Because at the end of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu gets brachas again. After the brachas that he stole, sort of stole, right, with a shtick, and noichi Esav b'cherecho, he gets the other brachas, right? The end of the parasha, Yitzchak Avinu calls him in, and again he gives him brachas. He says, "V'yitem l'chos b'kas Avrom, l'chol zarecho, rishtecho aseretz migurecho, shenosan alikimu Avrom." That's not mentioned earlier. So on top of the brachas that he stole, that he manipulated, let us call it, on top of the manipulated brachas, he got the brachas at the end of the parasha again. Brachas Avram,
What says in this parsha really is a tremendous yesod. It's a yesod that I try to use in the chinuch of Talmidim, and something that people should use in every area, I think, in chinuch. And that is as follows. The truth is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives somebody a child, right? So there are two ways to look at the child. One way you look at the child, you say, listen, what do I want for my child? I have a picture in my mind what I want my child to look like. Yeah. A hat, no hat, the kippah shel gab, a doctor, a lawyer, nusach sfar, nusach ashkenaz, heimish, heimish, litvish, whatever your picture you have in your head, you have an exact picture how you want your son. A gatl on Shabbos, a gatl on a loose gatl, a tight gatl, sunglasses with a shlaimel, no glasses, there's a tuna bagel, there's a, everybody has their, what you want, exactly, your schnitz, how you want your kid to look, should be your perfect, and your job as a parent is to take that picture that in your mind is perfection, and to make your child become like that, right? It's just like you go to an architect, you go to David, a master architect, you say, this is the kind of house I want, make it for me. Yeah? What? That's one approach. The other approach is, a child is a bracha. A Talmud is a bracha. The Eibishter gives you a bracha. The Talmud has given brachas that the Eibishter gave the Talmud, the child. And everything is a bracha. If the child is a lebediker, that's a bracha. If the child is an edler, that's a bracha. If the child likes to sit and learn, it's a bracha. If the child likes to run around, it's a bracha. Everything is a bracha. Now your job is to bring the oil of the Torah into this person's life. Whatever their expertise is, and whatever koiches the Eibishter gave, it's a whole different approach. One is a suffocating approach. It's, this is what I want. That's what I want. And the other approach is, this is what the Eibishter gave me. This is what I'm supposed to have. Just like a person understands. You could be in a different environment where you want something entirely different. When you're home, you want this style house, this style. Then you go camping. Every child the Eibishter gives you is a different bracha and it's a different mission. The mission changes. The mission is to bring out from this child what's supposed to be brought out from this child. That's the bracha. And that's the job. That's your shlichus. And if you do that, you're a success. And if you fail, then you're a failure. But that's the way it is. And the truth is, it's much easier to be mechanech a child that way. Once you swallow the pill, the big pill, that you say, this is the Ribono Shel Olam's Welt, when this is what the Eibishter gave me, and this is what I'm supposed to work with, now it's much easier to be mechanech a kid based on who they are. Yitzchok and Rivka were the pristine mechanechim. Expertise of that all mechanchim in the world should learn from Yitzchak and Rivka. Rivka Imenu, she has a child in her. She sees Epis, she doesn't know where the child's going. Is it this? Is it that? She goes to the Novi, she goes, what's my mission? What is my mission? And the Novi tells her, you have two missions. There's no one mission. You have one child out like this, you have a mission for that child. And you have another child like that, and that's that mission. She goes, oh, now I understand my mission. The reason why she was tormented is she didn't know what's her mission. What's my job here? Is the kids running to Beis Avodah Zarah? The kids running to the Beis Medrash? What's my job? The Navi said, don't worry. You have two jobs. This is one, this is another. She said, okay, that's my job. She happily, lovingly accepted that mission. When they were born, Yitzchak didn't say, the kid's a hunter, he's a hunter. He's not going to be a hunter. No, he's a hunter. He's an ish sada. But you know what? I'm going to teach him halachas of shechita. I'm going to teach him halachas from Trumas and Maisles. I'm going to bring out the blessing of where he is. And that's what Yitzchak did. And Esau fooled his father. He was an ish tzayid. He fooled his father to believe that he was taking the Torah into the fields. He came back to his father, how did I take Maaser from salt? He made his father believe
that his nurturing was working. Now, obviously, when you're nurturing a child who's a hunter, you need to give that child a lot more attention than when you're nurturing a child who's sitting in a beis medrash surrounded by a bayi v'rovah. So, vayav Yitzchok as Esav. Yitzchok expressed more attention to Esav, kitzai b'fiv, because he's a hunter. It's a much more of a harder job. I have one son who's buried in the Gemara. So good, I come in every couple of days, I fahar him. New Yankee was Octasis. As the Kashan Kivega. Right? Esav is in the field. I got it. There's a lot more to do with him. And that's why Vayev, I mean, he loved him more. He expressed more attention. He had to give him more attention. And that's the reason why the Ovos HaKadoshim accepted this mission with Ava. Ba'ava. And therefore, there was never a rejection to who Esav was. Yaakov Avinu comes home. Avraham Avinu is an oval. Avraham Avinu is nifta. His father Yitzchak is an oval. So he made for his father a lentil soup. Why a lentil soup? It's a Michael Avela. Why do you give an oval a lentil soup? So Chazal teaches us. Because a lentil is round. It teaches the person that the world is round. Person dies, they give over the Masorah to their child, and then the child gives it over to their child. The whole Indian of Adoshim is to bring life into perspective. That's why you give Avelim Adosh. It's basically bringing out the cycle of life, the Tachlis Achayim. That's why you have lentils. Vachayit in a libur. What are Esav? Zok the Alta from Slobodka. When Esav saw the lentils, he just saw the color. He didn't even call it lentil soup. Here his grandfather died. Yaakov is busy making a lentil soup to bring out the spirituality of the moment, to capture the moment. And what does he say? Halitani min ha'odem hazeh. He doesn't even call it lentils. He just looks at it superficially. Just the red. He sees some red thing cooking. He doesn't goes right by him. He has no interest in anything. Says the Alta Slobodka, you want to know why Esav was a Ritzeach, why he was a Baal? Because all he saw in everything was the external. There was no spiritual in anything. Alken Korah Shmoy Edom. Because Edom tells us, Edom is not the worst crime, but Edom underlines who Esav was. There was no spirituality in anything. The hunting wasn't what Yitzchak was trying to bring out in him. Yitzchak was trying to bring out in the hunting Yer Shemayim, Shmiyos HaMitzvahs, Truma, Meiser, Tzedakah, Chesed. But the Esav was just Edom. And that's why Alken Korah Shmo Edom. Because the Edom captured everything that Esav was Edom. When Yaakov saw that, he said, you know what? The Bukhara is not for him. Here and now, he bought the Bukhara for him. So he has no interest in spirituality. It's all baloney. Whatever he tells my father with the chumas and the maizris and the this and the that, it's all a bunch of baloney. It's rubbish. Yitzchak, who still was spared the knowledge, the information that Esav is hiding from him, and could be it was Rachmei Shemayim, that the Rebbeinu Shem hid it from him, that he shouldn't have the tzar, just like the Eibishter hid from Avram, Chazal tell us, who Esav was, so he shouldn't have the tzar. So the Eibishter hid it from Yitzchak too. So Yitzchak still was going with that. His son is busy with the in the field, but he's doing something right out there too. So he tells his son, I want to give you a bracha now for the field. I want to give you a bracha. You should continue in the field. You should be successful in the field. That's your mission. So the whole parsha is one long event of Yitzchak showing Esav an appreciation for him being an Ish Sadeh. I appreciate that you're an Ish Sadeh. He said, you know what? The bracha I'm going to give you is when you're going to go out and you're going to take the meat and you're going to bring to me Makayim Kibbud Av. And in that environment, I'm going to give you a bracha. As you're doing Kibbud Avim, as you're taking the field and using it for something important. That's why he wanted to give him the bracha. Rivka Imenu wasn't spared the knowledge of who Esav was. And she knew that this is not going to work. She knew this wasn't going to work. She knew that Esav is a Ritzeach and he's a But Lahaya says that Avodah Zarah, and this ain't going to work. And that's why she switched it. She made sure that the bracha should go to Yankif Avinu. And this wasn't a Mekach Toyas. This wasn't fooling Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the one who was fooled by Esav. Yitzchak thought that Esav was bringing the Sadeh, was producing in the field. He was an Ish Chesed. And let him continue work in the field. Let him feed his brother Yaakov. Let him be Yisachar's womb, like the Chidor says. Let them have Yisachar's womb relationship. But Rivka knew, so really Yaakov going in to get the brachas was not shot fooling his father. He was bringing the reality, the truth. Anoichi Esav b'chayrecha, I have to me what you think Esav is. I'm the one who will bring the chesed into the Gashmias, not Esav. Esav is a retzeach. So it's not a question, Anoichi kama Esav b'chayrecha. I am that son that you want to give the bracha to. I'm the one. And when Esav came into his father and he said, you know, Ta, this is not the first time Yaakov fooled me. Yaakov took my bechera too, when I took the lentil soup. Now Yitzchak had a reawakening. The same awakening that Yaakov Avinu had when Esav came in and asked for the lentil soup. Now Yitzchak got that awakening. He sold his bechera. For what? For lentil soup. So there is no spirituality here. He said, if that's the case, the brachas go to you. The end of the parasha, when he gives him the brachas of Avram Avinu, those were the brachas he was always going to give. Those were the brachas of Ruchnius. And that was always intended for Yankov Avinu. But the Bechaira was the turning point where it became obvious who Esav was. But Yitzchak didn't know about that. Now that this became revealed to Yitzchak, now everything opened up. And the limud that we have from this parasha is that where a person ends up is not the point. It's what they make of that. If they're an Isode, that could be a brach. Just like being an Ish Tam Yeshiva Olam is a brach. Provided that the Ish Sode is bringing the Torah to the Sode. If the Torah is being brought to the Sode, it's a brach. And that's what Yitzchak was trying to nurture. That's what he was trying to bring out. And that was really the mission of the Navi. When the Navi said, Shnei Goyim Evit. Okay, I'll go to Shabbos.